new signs of life for the U.S. auto industry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the nation's car makers are all making money again, and they're expected to report a big increase in sales for the month of April. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow's down 22 points at 12,784. The NASDAQ down 0.4%, and the same with the S&P 500. Drug maker Pfizer said this morning it made more than $2 billion last quarter, though sales of its blockbuster cholesterol drug Lipitor are slumping. They're down 13%, and Lipitor will lose its U.S. patent protection later this year. Now let's get to the automakers. For the first time in nearly 7 years, all of Detroit's car companies are making money, and we're expected to hear today that those companies saw a 19% boost in sales last month. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning.
Well, I guess there's going to be some effect from the Japan earthquake and tsunami and the supply shortages in the numbers that we'll get today about auto sales, but let's just talk about the overall fundamentals. What are we seeing?
Well, it's really solid at this point. Auto sales are likely overall to rise about 16%. May and June are always the strongest months for car sales. And this is a real good indicator of early indicator of consumer demand here. Why? Because old cars, we just don't have many of them around. The whole fleet is old, but we don't have any good used cars out there because of cash for clunkers. And consumers now want fuel efficiency, environmentally friendly cars, and they do have some more income. They're a little more optimistic about their job stability here. But we've got some big problems ahead here because of the earthquake. It disrupted parts and supplies here and a shortage. Toyota's going to see their sales really plunge just as they were recovering from recalls, and they're offering big sales incentives. Detroit is probably going to try and plug in all these gaps here, which is a real positive for them. Ford's reporting first quarter up 22%. A lot of part of that was fuel-efficient, small cars, very good pricing, and they had some good sales volume. Even Chrysler had the first net profit in the first 2 years here. They haven't had that in a long time. Most of theirs, those happen to be SUVs. They don't have a small car lineup. GM's going to report Thursday, but again, it's going to be the small areas. But after this, you're going to see auto sales really fall off until fall because of Toyota.
Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, a Chinese site called RenRen is set to go public today. It's the most popular social networking site in China, and American investors will be able to buy a chunk of the company, even though they can't yet buy into Facebook. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
There are several social networking sites in China just as popular as RenRen, but RenRen, which means everyone in Chinese, is the first to launch an IPO. The site's founder more or less copied Facebook, added e-commerce and video games to it, and now RenRen has 117 million users. The media are calling RenRen the Facebook of China, and according to China-based tech consultant Michael Clendenin, that's the first mistake they'll make.
We'll soon find out that in about a couple of months afterward, there'll be another Facebook of China, and then maybe a month after that, there'll be another Facebook of China, and they'll wake up and go, wow, I didn't realize there were so many Facebooks in China.
In fact, there's a Facebook for every demographic in China. RenRen targets young people. One competitor is after yuppies. Another attracts teenagers. So when will the real Facebook enter China? Not anytime soon, says Clendenin. Facebook would look attractive to Chinese users. It has something Chinese sites don't have. It allows users to share information with a global network of friends. And that's precisely the reason China's government has banned the site. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
In Missouri, the Army Corps of Engineers has blown a hole in a Mississippi River levee. The Corps did that late last night to prevent rising floodwaters from inundating cities like Cairo, Illinois. But the move means huge swaths of prime farmland will be destroyed. Hubert DeLay is the county clerk in Mississippi County, Missouri, and he joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about this blast that happened last night.
We weren't expecting the explosion to be so large. In fact, just a few minutes after the explosion took place, our house started shaking. Our windows started rattling. It felt like a 7.5 magnitude earthquake. It was tremendous.
And is there water pouring in now from that exploded levee?
Yes, the Ohio River has dropped about 1 foot.
What are the economic consequences for the farmers who live there?
Well, the economic consequences will be dire for the farmers, and not only for the farmers, for our entire county. Not only will the farmers lose their crops and all that are already in there and probably won't be able to put a crop in, but that's going to have a ripple effect on the rest of our county because agriculture is the lifeblood of our local economy here.
The Army Corps is doing this, it says, because it wants to prevent worse problems. Do you think that they're making the right decision here?
Well, that remains to be seen. Of course, the Corps maintains that this is a flood of historic proportions, and they ensure us that the system had to be operated the way it was in order to relieve pressure both upriver and downriver.
Hubert DeLay is the county clerk in Mississippi County, Missouri, which is dealing with the effects of an explosion of the levee there. Mr. DeLay, thank you so much for talking with us, and good luck.
You're most welcome, and thank you very much.
And finally, to Spain, which has an unemployment rate of more than 21% right now, and a lot of businesses are doing everything they can to attract customers, and I mean everything. A fitness center in the Basque region of Spain is trying to lure new patrons by allowing people to exercise in the nude. Easy Gym says working out without clothes on is natural and much more comfy. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Investors are waiting to see who Warren Buffett will pick to run Berkshire Hathaway. Fair bet it will not be a family member.
The odds of having a son or daughter that are as driven as the founder of a business was, I think, are incredibly small.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Why it's in some companies' interests to choose an heir outside the family. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.